SpankBank 1.3. Action. The door muffled the music, but couldn't stop the thumping through the floor or in the walls. It was a sparse room, though fitting for the 250-person venue. An old leather couch, a few chairs around a card table, coffee maker and hot water kettle on a cart, a desk-high dressing table that lined a mirrored wall, four folding chairs tucked under the long table with backpacks and hoodies on or beside each. She took in the full scope of the room in a second, the only second she had before her focus once again snapped onto him. His eyes were prettier than she realized, prettier than photos could convey. Years of struggle had grown into his gaze, but instead of hardening, they had enriched him. As he looked on her, she held back the urge to run both towards and away from him. Was this really happening? Where did those words she spoke in just minutes ago come from? How had she found the stillness to be funny, genuine, and flirty all at once? She thanked whatever God there was for her performance, but now she felt the rub of her good fortune. Fear, genuine fear, crept up her spine. What if this was to be a disaster? What if this man she had so longed to just chat with turned out to be nothing more than testosterone filth? What if she'd read him all wrong? Though not reading her mind, he did see the change in her body. Her relaxed air had vanished. In the warm light of the dressing room, the glow that previously emanated from her had quenched. She'd grown tense, anxious. He didn't want to scare her, but he didn't want to let her go either. Something in her clicked with a part of him. He felt it when he first saw her, though he initially pushed the instinct away. Did he really want to deal with a fan tonight? Wasn't this supposed to just be low-key fun for him? His boy was on stage performing, yet here he was commandeering the dressing room for what exactly? A one-night stand? A quick fun fuck? She was so forward before, bold, to the point. He realized it was his turn now to be brave. His eyes stayed locked on hers. His hands cupped her face. She gripped the dressing table behind her. His thumb grazed her temple, back and forth. Her hands relaxed. Her shoulders slumped. She exhaled. I will always ask, and you will always answer honestly. Okay? Yes. She smelled like lemons. He longed to taste her. May I kiss your cheeks? Yes. He kissed at the puckering of her dimples. She grinned and giggled, showing them again. May I run my fingers through your hair? Yes. He slid his hands onto her scalp. Her eyes closed. Her head and chest rolled back and up. She leaned against the table and cooed. You said you like it when people pull your hair. May I? Yes. He gripped at the base of her skull. She gasped. Her knees buckled. She grabbed his arms, but he didn't stop, nor did she want him to. May I kiss your neck? Yes. He tilted her head to the side and tasted the lemon scent on her skin. His tongue traced warm, wet designs on her neck. Her breathing accelerated. Do you like your neck bitten? Yes. Marks? Please. Her sharp exhalation was followed by a deep, slow expletives, and her hands in his hair. She traced her fingers up his scalp, pulling him in closer. Her right leg, of its own volition, flew up and encircled his waist. With each gasp, her crotch lifted up and against his, grinding her desire onto his pants. He lifted his mouth off her neck and brushed his lips on her ear. Where can I touch you? Anywhere. Where can I taste you? Everywhere. His hands traced down her sides, caressing each curve as they traveled. Coming to the bottom of her dress, he slid the fabric up and smiled. No panties for me to take home. Memories last longer. She kissed him, her lips jumping to devour his again. His hands clenched her ass and lifted her onto the table. She bit his lower lip gently, a tease of her true carnal nature. He gazed down and saw her nipples straining against stretchy fabric. No bra either. My goals for tonight were fun and freedom. Mission accomplished. He brushed the back of his hand along her breast, eliciting a shudder. Easing her left leg aside, the smell of her sex made his mouth water. Middle and forefinger slid against her lower lips, then came up to his mouth. Are you hungry?
Starving.
One knee on cold tile, the other supporting his descent. Her leg around his hip became both her legs on his shoulders, his hands to her ass, her hands to in his hair. Expletives dripped from her mouth. Desire dripped from her lips while he gladly lapped up, which he gladly lapped up. As she gripped his mane, he gripped her flesh and would not stop enjoying her until he felt her body tremble and heard the lithing in her scream, the lilting in her screams. He stood, her sex-drunk eyes finding his again. The jingle of his unlatched belt drew another bitten lower lip on her part. Gold foil reflected warm mirror light. Teeth rip, latex slid down, stairs never broken, both her legs around his waist, him inside her, dual exhalations. Lips flew towards each other, hips rocked against the other, hands and hair around chests, gripping and pulling the other closer, cheek to cheek, breath and ears, whispers and expletives alike, desire danced dialogue. Fuck, you feel so good. I want all of you, always, inside me. Grunts and moans and tears of jubilation. You're so hot. Oh God, don't stop. Please don't stop. Their thumping paced with the music. Their connection became carnal. She wrenched down the top of her dress. He grabbed her breast, sucked on her nipple. She slid her hands under his shirt and clawed his back. Crowd noise invaded their ears. What the? What are you? Well, shit. I know what you're doing, but did you have to do it on my spot in the room? The best friend had walked in. She hid her face in the hair she'd previously pulled. Dude, I can see your ass. I did not want to see your ass tonight, or any night for that matter. We have hotel rooms for this, and there is a motel a block away. Man, stop. First off, you know you do not take a prospect to a secondary location. That is law. If you offer and they say yes, they crazy. If you offer and they say no, you just cock-blocked yourself. As is, I have not removed my dick from this lovely soul because she is many steps above. Now would you kindly close the door and give me a fucking minute so I can reassure her I have not embarrassed her, nor that I'm just going to pull out and bolt. I'd like to fucking finish fucking, but that can't happen now and we have to make arrangements. Get out. You lucky, I love you. I love you too, bro. The best friend departed. He knew his bro would be standing guard. She knew this would be a great story to tell someday, but not soon. She leaned back from her hiding place, but kept him inside her.
Is that the first time he's seen your ass?
No, but that doesn't mean he exactly enjoys the experience.
I guess his set went well.
He was dripping sweat, so probably, yeah.
He was still inside her and didn't want to be anywhere else. We can't finish. He looked exhausted.
You say that as your legs are squeezing my waist.
I didn't say I didn't want to finish,
because I want to finish.
I really want to feel you come against me and for you to feel my pussy bear down on your cock.
You're not making this easy.
But that wouldn't be any fun.
He kissed her, forgetting about his friend for a moment.